the doors to Europe might be cracking open. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID may soon be allowed to travel to the EU. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times this should be possible since the vaccines approved in the US are also approved in Europe. And many more European countries are easing their restrictions as vaccine rollouts ramp up. The BBC's Europe correspondent Nick Beek reports.
In the country that was the first to declare a national lockdown last year, today's relaxing of some rules is widely welcomed. The vast majority of the Italian population will be able to return to local restaurants for outdoor lunch and dinner. But the terraces and piazzas won't be bustling with tourists, as arrivals to the country still need to quarantine. A nationwide overnight curfew also remains in place. In France, nursery and primary school pupils are going back to lessons after 3 weeks away, with secondary age students returning next week. The loosening of restrictions reflect a dip in new COVID cases across the EU.
That was Nick Beek with our editorial partner, the BBC. The Food and Drug Administration holds a rare session this week to reevaluate three drugs, which are considered blockbusters for the treatment of some forms of skin and lung cancers. But the FDA wants to know whether doctors should stop prescribing them for certain other illnesses. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The drugs in question are Merck's Keytruda, Roche's Tecentriq, and Opdivo, made by Bristol-Myers Squibb. These immunotherapy drugs have received expedited approvals, several dozen of them, based on early signs of efficacy on a host of illnesses. The quick approvals were meant to help critically ill patients. But in a three-day meeting starting tomorrow, the FDA will take the rare step of reevaluating six of those approvals, such as use against a certain type of breast cancer and a type of gastric tumor. The agency will hear from a panel of experts and from the drug makers on the question of whether the drugs are extending life in patients with these illnesses. The U.S. spends $60 billion on cancer drugs annually. Health experts say there is a glut of expensive and unproven medications on the market. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down less than a tenth of a percent. Dow futures up less than a tenth of a percent, just 8 points. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down in the 1 to 3/10 percent range. And the 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.588%. Vaccine distribution and the Biden administration's rescue aid policies have improved the outlook for the economy in the coming year. That's the view of a growing majority, two-thirds, of business economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics. Economists are getting increasingly optimistic. About a third say they thought GDP would grow at least 6% over the next year. Very few said that back in January.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of businesses were deeply affected by those crazy winter storms they had in Texas back in February, and a major one was tree growers. The deep freeze killed so many plants across the state. There's a lot of demand, but tree growers' trees froze too. So there aren't enough trees to replace the ones that died in people's yards. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports this supply shortage is going to be felt for years.
Simmons Oak Farms sits on about 120 acres just outside of Harlingen on the Texas-Mexico border. It's where I meet up with Audrey Hooks. She and her mom run the family operation. We walk through fields of trees and plants of all sizes. They got agave in 1 gallon pots in the nursery, huge yucca and live oaks in a field next door, and rows of palm trees.
So this is a queen palm. You can see the green coming out the center. That's how you know they're still alive. But we're not going to market this because we want another head to grow so we can cut off all the brown and it looks good.
Basic quality control. But her customers don't want to hear that.
We have people calling every day asking for these because they died in their yard and they just want to replace with what they had before.
People like Robert Burke. He runs Mission Landscape Supplies in San Antonio. He buys a lot of plants from Hooks, but he's not calling about replacing the tree outside his house. He's a wholesaler.
Almost like a distribution center, kind of like a large commercial operation where we bring it in and sell it.
He says these last couple of months have been unreal because right now everyone, homeowners, city parks, schools, businesses, everyone needs plants and trees.
I mean, we're busier now than we've ever been ever. But at the same time, we struggle to find material. I mean, we bring it in and it goes out the door.
Amy Graham is president and CEO of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. She says her industry is tied directly to the housing market. And the housing market in Texas was booming well before Winter Storm Uri.
Our growers were already increasing the total numbers that they were growing for this year anyway. But Storm Uri comes and it's just like, oh my goodness, here we go.
She says Texans that need trees for projects on a tight deadline are importing them from Florida, Georgia, and California, but trucking them in adds significant cost. And because trees take years to grow before she can sell them, Audrey Hooks at Simmons Oak Farms in Harlingen says for her business, the light at the end of the tunnel is a ways away.
When you have a freeze like this, that impacts every house in Texas, every business in Texas, and every grower in Texas. We're going to have a shortage for multiple years to come.
She's just hopeful her business will be able to weather the wait, and that demand for landscape trees is just as strong when inventory gets back to normal. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.